Hello, this is Lee.
Hi, I'm just calling back to continue with the survey. I really would like to get your assistance on that.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So let me ask you, is your name Buddy Fail?
Yes.
All right. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I am anticipated on voting, yes.
So definitely vote?
Yes.
Pretty much? Okay. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask you your race?
I'm Native American.
Got it. And what is your age?
41.
All right. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
So it was very liberal, liberal, or what was the other one?
Very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably progressive.
Progressive. Okay, and thinking about the directions the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm relatively satisfied.
Very satisfied or just satisfied?
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Got it. Now, I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You said 10, it is the most important. A 5, it is somewhat important, and 0 is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. Let's go ahead and start with banning tobacco products for adults.
Say that one more time.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
Backup products for adults?
Banning, like ban tobacco products.
Oh, tobacco products. I guess I'm more of like a 5.
Okay. And what about making college more affordable?
8.
What about improving K through 12 education?
10.
10. And what about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
8.
Got it. And protecting voting rights and democracy?
That's a 9.
9? Got it. We are in 33% completion of the service, so thank you in advance for your help. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Got it. Now, I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you had no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So let's go ahead and start with the tobacco industry.
Okay.
From 0 to 100. How do you feel about
that? I mean, 0 is dislike.
Yes. 50 means that you do not feel very warm. And 100 that you feel very warm.
Yeah, 10.
10, okay. And what about Republicans in Congress?
50.
Joe Biden?
Probably a 73.
Got it. And what about Donald Trump?
38.
38, okay. And the American Medical Association, or AMA?
62.
Got it. Right now, we are on a 43% completion. We are running a lot with this. Thank you so much for your time. Now, let me ask you, I'm going to read you once again a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So starting with preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
What about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
8.
And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Got it. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the scales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Say that one more time.
All right. So considering this, the fact that, you know, tobacco products selling it illegal for people that is under the age of 21, considering that, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I support that.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Okay. Got it. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think it would bring more benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Understood. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Got it. In advance, thank you so much for all your help. Trust me that it's been a rough day today with this survey. So thank you very much for your time by helping me with this. Let me ask you, I am going to read you two statements some people have made about this band. So please tell me which you agree with more. Let's go ahead and start with the first statement. Some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It is one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adults, for adults, Americans. And the second statement, other people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making millions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke poses to great a risk of public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Which of those statements do you agree with more? Sorry. The first one or the second one?
The second one.
The second one. Got it. And now I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtual all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each of those, or for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. An immediate, I'll start with the first one, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund the government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'm not concerned at all.
Okay, and what about the regulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products?
Say that one more time.
The regulation of the products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products.
That is true.
Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'm pretty concerned.
Very concerned. Okay. And the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales?
Not concerned at all.
Not concerned at all. Understood. Now, let me just tell you that we are on a 75% completion. We are about to end it up this. Thank you so much. Now, I am going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. So please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. Let me go ahead and start with the first one, which is the FDA knows the danger in cigarettes, and cigarettes comes from things like smoke and tar and not nicotine or flavor, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and doesn't kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than ban and criminalization. On this statement from 0 to 10, what is the rate that you are going to be providing to that?
Say that one more time. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. From 0 to 10, we had to measure this statement. The FDA knows that the danger in cigarettes and cigarettes comes from things like smoke and tar and not nicotine or flavors, mm-hmm. including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, mm-hmm. it doesn't cause cancer and doesn't kill people, so this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than ban and criminalization.
And 0 was what?
0 means do not agree at all, somewhat agree, 5?
Yeah, it's a 0.
It's a 0. Got it. Now, following the same guidelines in regards of the scale, the next statement says, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. It is one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it is a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. On that one, what is the
that's a,
yeah,
that's a 0.
0. Got it. And to this is the last one, the statement. Today's smokers comes disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. Sorry. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to improve past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. On that statement, what is the scale that you are going to be providing?
10.
Understood. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, you know? So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtual non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
That is correct.
Strongly support? Somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Understood. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
That is correct, yes.
Strongly support.
Strongly support.
Understood. And regardless of where you stand of this ban, do you think the banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more benefit, right?
Yeah.
Understood. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I guess that would fall under like a 7, whatever that would be in your scale.
I have much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, and have no impact.
Somewhat more willing.
Somewhat more willing. Understood. Mm-hmm. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, liquor or spirits?
In the last how many days?
30 days.
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Oral nicotine? No.
Beer?
Yes.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as a dip or a chew?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
And soda pop?
Yes.
Understood. We are 91% complacent on this. We just have a couple of questions and switching gears a little bit. The last few questions is just for statistical purposes only. Let me ask you, what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Got it. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years or of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how do you think of your current economy situation as? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Middle class?
Mm-hmm.
Understood. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Is anyone in my household what, I'm sorry?
A member of a union or employee association?
No.
Got it. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburbia.
Got it. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
All right. Then that will be pretty much all the questions that I have for you. Thank you very much for all your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay? Take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.